Iran's supreme leader targets the church. A ministry is cautiously optimistic about the release of a Burmese dissident, and we'll tell you how soybeans were a means of planting the gospel in Central Asia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iran's supreme leader is taking off the mask. In a recent speech, the Ayatollah Khomeini warned against the growth of the house church movement. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nuttleton says the speech could have a long-term effect.
The concern is that local officials and others will take that as permission to go even further in their attacks against the house churches and in their attacks against the Christians. This really gives the idea that the supreme leader of the government is saying, we've got to do whatever it takes to stop these house church networks from growing.
It's likely that scrutiny will increase too.
We know that the authorities focus on arresting the leaders. They focus on knowing who's behind the meetings, who's organizing them, who's leading them. Those are the people they go after.
Growing disillusionment has yielded an openness to the gospel and an explosion of new Christians. Pray boldness for the leaders of the church.
We can pray that that hunger will be filled by people who are sharing the gospel and spreading the good news of Christ.
Next, shortly after Burma's elections, the government freed activist Aung San Suu Kyi. Her release comes as a welcome development after more than 7 years of house arrest. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says they're cautiously optimistic.
We are encouraged. But at the same time, it's with a little skepticism. A lot of the things that the military does are done for a calculated reason. And so there's some skepticism and stuff there with what their reasoning is.
With activists like Suu Kyi pushing for reform, the government's working overtime to undermine her message for the necessity of change. However, Romaine says,
over 20,000 refugees since the elections have streamed into Thailand. And so there's actually increased violence, and there's been a lot of fighting in Burma still.
VBB is responding. Their team has shipped containers loaded with Bibles, clothing, and other necessities to help the refugees, many of whom are Karen Christians. The hope of Christ sustains many of them. We'll show you more ways you can help at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Floodwaters that hit Pakistan are now flowing into Bangladesh. Many believers, supported by Farms International, are going without food or shelter. Children are dying from snake bites, drowning, and severe illness. The churches there are doing all they can to help, but the resources are limited. Pray believers will find relief through this circumstance. Farm supports 3 agricultural programs in Bangladesh, and you can help. More information at our website. Next, soybeans are being used to witness about the love of Christ. In Central Asia, pioneer-supported missionaries are able to use their small soybean business to connect with locals. The Heart of BAM, or Business's Mission, hope to bless the communities by providing jobs and small business through soybeans. Pioneers is thanking the Lord that the funds and equipment are being provided for this mission. God can use the simplest things, including soybeans, to further His glory. And Christmas is about celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Well, this year, Medical Teams International wants you to celebrate by helping someone in need. President of Medical Teams International, Bas van der Zalm, says,
every year, more than 8 million children die from preventable diseases. That's a child every 4 seconds. And there's a lot we can do to make a difference for those children.
Medical Teams has a gift catalog that, through your generosity, will allow you to prevent diseases and provide for a family so this doesn't happen. But your gift does more than help physically.
Those who receive this help will understand this is coming because God loves them. And we hope that as a result, their hearts will be transformed as well as the physical needs they have.
Your gift can be made in honor of that hard-to-buy-for person. A card will be sent in their honor, and through the end of the year, a donor will be matching your gift up to $200,000. We'll connect you to their catalog at our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available a book of mission, danger, and miracles. Brother Andrew's God Smuggler will not only entertain you, but encourage you to get involved in the persecuted church. Get your free copy of God's Smuggler, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.